is brought to you by Vida Dharma. This is the story of Little Miss Sporty. She lives in a village called Tennisland, in a tennis-themed cottage. Every morning she does the splits, a handstand and 100 star jumps. They're part of her early morning routine. Then she has a protein shake and a protein bar for breakfast. Hope you agree. Sporty by name and sporty by nature. One extremely sunny day, Little Miss Sporty got a
knock
on her door. It was Rob the postman. He gave her an important looking letter. She didn't want to break it, so she opened it carefully and she said,
"Dear Little Miss Sporty, you have been invited to this year's Olympic second time. Right, 6th of August 2024, event triathlon, swimming, cycling and running. Yours sincerely, Mr. Strong, Olympic team."
She felt enthusiastic and anxious, nervous and had butterflies in her tummy. 1 month passed and the big day came. When she arrived at the Olympic Centre, she saw Little Miss Somersault was doing gymnastics. Mr. Rush was doing the 100-metre run. Mr. Bump was lining up for the bumping contest. Little Miss Tiny and Mr. Small were lining up for the Who is Tinier contest. Mr. Greedy was in the eating contest. Mr. Tall was doing basketball. Little Miss Sporty got ready because the triathlon was about to commence with the swimming. Everybody shouted,
3, 2, 1, go!
Everyone swam and someone fell in. But I can't tell you who because they sank. So, Little Miss Sporty dived in to save this person. But when she dived in, this person bounced out and into the audience. Of course it was
Mr. Bounce!
Everybody exclaimed. Poor Little Miss Sporty came last. Little Miss Sporty got ready for the next event, which was cycling. Then everybody shouted,
3, 2, 1, go!
Everyone started cycling, but Little Miss Trouble had deflated one of Little Miss Sporty's tyres. Poor Little Miss Sporty came last. Little Miss Sporty had got ready for the final event, which was running. Then everybody shouted,
3, 2, 1, go!
Everyone started running, but Little Miss Sporty couldn't find her running shoes, so Mr. Rush lent her some. Little Miss Sporty ran as fast as her little legs would carry her, but unfortunately, she came last again. It was time to award the winners. Mr. Strong made an announcement.
"The winner of the triathlon is Mr. Sporty, and the winner of the Being Helpful trophy is Little Miss Sporty."
As you might very well expect, Little Miss Helpful was only competing to get that trophy. "Yes!" shouted Little Miss Sporty.
"No!"
screamed Little Miss Helpful. Little Miss Sporty felt pride when she collected the prize.
The end.